With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. No Super Tuesday surprises so far. President Joe Biden and Donald Trump are sweeping the coast-to-coast contest tonight. They're likely heading toward a November rematch. The two men have each won Texas, Alabama, Maine, Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, Massachusetts, and Minnesota. Tonight's results are sure to increase pressure on Trump's last major rival, Nikki Haley, to leave the Republican race. She's watching the results privately with her staff in the Charleston, South Carolina area tonight. She has not scheduled any campaign events yet going forward. Haley has said she would remain in the contest through at least Super Tuesday. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
Voters craving more transparency after the last election cycle can watch their ballots via camera as they move behind closed doors in several counties nationwide. Lisa Dwyer explains.
Hilda Salinas is the election administrator in Texas's Hidalgo County, on the border with Mexico. She says voters can see staff with the central counting staff tabulating and circulating votes online. Texas's video surveillance is part of a 2021 state law. There are also other counties nationwide that also stream their balloting process, including Cuyahoga County in Ohio, Maricopa County in Arizona, and King County in Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Attorneys for Meta and founder Mark Zuckerberg are seeking dismissal of shareholder lawsuits alleging the company has deliberately failed to protect users of its social media platforms from human trafficking and child sexual exploitation. The lawsuit was filed last year by several investment funds. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 404 points, the Nasdaq dropped 267, the S&P lower by 52. This is SRN News. The expansion of private education vouchers is leading to more students at some religious schools.
Nine states expanded school voucher programs last year, allowing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition. So many families have signed up for those reimbursements that some states are already exceeding their budgets, and religious schools are seeing increased interest. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, nearly 80% of private school families chose religious ones. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. A Rasmussen National Survey found that 40% of likely voters believe Trump is a better friend to Israel, while just 27% think Joe Biden is stronger. 21% say both men's support for Israel are about the same. During the current Israel-Hamas war, the Biden administration backed Israel's right to defend itself. SRN News. Many happy returns, not for some retailers.
They're having more and more trouble with return fraud. The National Retail Federation says it's costing stores a total of $101 billion, impacting almost 14% of all returns. Retailers are looking at various ways to fight back. Some now require customers to show a photo ID, provide receipts, or pay a return fee. There's also stepped up video surveillance and closer scrutiny of packages being returned. Rich Thomason reporting.
An Oregon jury has ordered Pacific Corp to pay more than $42 million to 10 victims of devastating wildfires, the latest verdict in litigation that's expected to see the electric utility on the hook for billions in damages. Last June, a jury found Pacific Corp liable for failing to cut power to 600,000 customers despite warnings from fire officials. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.